Hi, my name is Sander Roscoe-Wolf. I am the culture agent columnist for lbpost.com, and I'm here with...
Denise Clayton Leonard. I'm the artist and founder and CEO of Artful Healing.
Great, thanks. One of the really exciting things that you're involved with right now is a partnership with the Long Beach Marathon. Can you tell me a little bit about how that came together and what it is you're actually doing?
Well, it's an exciting opportunity. The Artful Healing provides art making opportunities to the children and families of Miller Children's Hospital. These are patients of all ages, and their families are included, but we do art, and the art is pretty amazing. And the Arts Council of Long Beach, the Long Beach Marathon people, saw the art and decided that this would be the perfect way to introduce art in the marathon, the Long Beach Marathon, which happens on the 17th of October. This marathon this year is to include art to raise money for youth art programs. And so they thought it would be a perfect idea to include the patient's art on the mile markers. So we will have 26 pieces of art along the marathon route, and we will also have a number of other markers for other things. But we've actually been asked to provide over 32 images for this event. And it's really exciting for Artful Healing, for Miller Children's Hospital, and for our community. It's going to make it a bright and cheery, wonderful event, you know, over and above of what it already is.
Now, the people that you're working with at Miller Hospital, when you approached them with the idea of using their art in this way, what was their response?
Well, I work with these kids. I've been the resident artist at Miller Children's Hospital for over 8 years. And with the patients, they understand, or they've sort of helped me create a program where the idea is to share the art that they create. And so we find opportunities to give our community a chance to see what goes on in this hospital. Two years ago, we did a citywide exhibition. We were at 8 libraries simultaneously showing the kids' art. And I was at one library, and it was really cool to see a young kid, 8 years old, say, "Oh my God, I didn't know kids get to do art in a hospital." So this is why we want to take what we do inside the hospital out into the communities, because they, not only does it give our kids, the patients, a sense of self-esteem that, wow, somebody cares about my art, that feels good. We also decorated the new pavilion with over 400 pieces of patient art. And when I go into a playroom and we're doing our art workshops, I say to them, I'm like, "Hey, you want to help me out on this project?" And they're like, "Well, what do you want?" We're going to decorate the new building, you know. And they're like, you want my art? You want me to help you? Sure. I could do probably 10 pieces, you know. And then they get excited and they start creating art and they get totally motivated. And it becomes an opportunity for them to give back, because they don't have money. Only thing they do have, they have a lot of time and they have a lot of ideas. And this is an opportunity to tap into what they can give authentically, completely, and just a whole bunch of it to us.
Will they be able to attend the event?
Well, that's the thing. You know, these are kids. And it really depends on if their parents are available.
And they're also sick,
too. Yeah, and they are also sick. I mean, many of them are cancer patients who have a lot of issues, immunity issues, so sure. they might not be able to come. A lot of them are in the hospital for months at a time.
Right.
But we also have general pediatric cases, and we've invited them. I work with outpatients as well as inpatients. Mm. Some of these patients are chronically ill. They're in and out their entire life.
Right.
They have hundreds of visitations experiences in the hospital. So, yes, I have asked them to come. Who knows? Most of them don't drive. And so it's up to their patient, their families.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, having a piece of work in a library is one thing, but this is an event that's going to draw 30,000 plus people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're all the works are going to be seen by everybody.
Yeah.
And it's really, I mean, I think that's one of the things that's really exciting is that, you know, here we are as a community having an opportunity to share something really good and really positive with a whole slew of people that are going to be coming to Long Beach. And I just think it's a wonderful way to kind of showcase some of the things that are happening here.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and our commitment as a community to the arts, which
right.
I think that's also really exciting. So,
but I do have two already confirmed that they will be there. They're older kids. They're chronic. Mm-hmm. They have had chronic illnesses,
mm-hmm.
but they are coming because a couple of the images are images of patients who have passed on,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to share their story about their experience with that patient.
Right.
And so I do have several coming. I think that's another part of it. Art by these kids, it's something special because it's a memorial, some memorial to them.
Yeah.
It also is their legacy that they leave behind and because some of them pass on, and this art is what is,
remains of them in the community. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's another special, really special part. When you go to our new pavilion, you will see all of this art that's created by these kids, and many times you will see people sitting in front of the piece, looking at it and crying because that was their kid, and they come often.
Mm.
That's his handprint. And they're like, wow, that's Raul. He signed his name, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's something, that was an unexpected something else that came out of having these patients create art for the community. It became creating art for their family and for the legacy of, you know.
It's something that has a little sense of permanence.
Yeah.
And connection. Sure, it's powerful.
It is.
How did you start doing this kind of work, working with these kids?
It's a great story. You know, I was the resident artist for Long Beach Museum of Art for the year for 2000, and Sue Ann Robinson, the director of education at the time. That was my assignment. They had just built the new pavilion there, the new gallery space. And we had the Toyota Children's Gallery. And Sue Ann said, hey, I'd like you to, you know, create a connection with the hospital and let's do an exhibition of the patient artwork for the inaugural exhibition for our new gallery. Great, great, you know, I can do that. So I take my printing press into the hospital. Well, you know, first, you know, there's a negotiation making it happen. And then I start doing these workshops. And I just find it just very peaceful for me to go in. And they were so grateful. The patients, the families, the caregivers, the staff, everybody really got a kick out of having... and, you know, it was a professional experience because I'm taking a printing press in. They'd never seen a printing press. Like, what is this thing? You know, and we're doing all these different types of printmaking. And, you know, they do a lot of coloring pages and a lot of craft things. And so I'm taking this fine art concept to these little kids. And so we actually created pretty profound art. You can still get the, it's still online, the whole article about that experience, which is funny. Anyway, so we had the inaugural exhibition, and they loved it. You know, the press loved it, the Toyota loved it, the gallery. It was great art. And many of the patients came to the opening. And so that was a really big thing. And so 2 years passed, and then I bumped into the vice president of administration for the hospital, and he was like, "Hey, weren't you that artist?" I was like, "Yeah." He says, "When are you coming back?" I said, "Well, I don't know." And he's like, "Well, send me a proposal." So I sent him a proposal, and we did the same thing. We did another exhibition at the museum. And once again, great turnout, awesome art. And the title of the exhibition was called Artful Healing. And that was a title I think Victoria Demerle, who was the director of education at the time, gave that title. And so I thought, Artful Healing, yeah, that's exactly what I do. And so after the exhibition, I did a DBA and I became Artful Healing. It was like, yeah, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I feel this is my calling. This is my evocation. You know, I'm supposed to do this because, and I actually didn't realize what I was doing until I brought in some of my volunteers who were professional, who were teachers, who were business people, who created programs for kids with challenging disabilities and things. They were my volunteers. And they would say, "Wow, you know what you're doing is very, you are healing. You are making a major difference in these people's lives." And then I started doing research and realizing that doing art, I knew it for myself. I know that when I create art, I'm so calm. I'm so at peace. And that was my main reason for doing this, was I wanted to see that on people's faces, and I did see it. But what I saw also was kids would walk into that room and they could hardly walk. And they would sit down and they couldn't move their arm or something. But the next thing you know, because I turn on music, I create an environment, I get really silly. Next thing you know, they're dancing, they're moving their hands, they're reaching for stuff, they're laughing, they're giving high five, and they don't want to go. And when it's time to go, it's like, okay, it's time to go. 3 hours, we're up, gotta clean up. And they don't want to go. And then they get up to go and they can't, the pain's back. And I saw that. And their parents even saw that. So many of their parents sit there and they say, "Oh, wow, this is so cool. Look, she's not even in pain right now." And so then I started thinking, wow, this is artful healing, you know. And so, okay, great. So, okay, this is my business. And then, you know, so then I ended up taking it to the next level, and it's actually a registered trademark now because I'm like, I own this, you know, this is mine. But it's not about me owning it. It's about the fact that you're saying this is a serious effort. This is seriously making a difference for so many people. And now taking it into the community, you will see people run by those mile markers and they will laugh. And they will be so excited. And some of the pieces that will be in here, and I put this out. This is our calendar that we do every year, the Kids Art Collection calendar. This is the first way we started sharing it. And then we produced it 1 year, and we didn't produce it the next year. And people were like, "Where's the calendar? Where's the calendar?" I was like, okay, so now we're producing the calendar every year. Mm-hmm. But this right here, look at this squid. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And then this kid, Anthony. Anthony was that kid who said, "How many do you need? Okay, I'm going to do 10 today. And I'm sure I could probably do about 20 pieces." He did 10 squids for sure. Different squids. Squids doing different things.
Aww.
You know, and so you'll see that squid. And one of the favorites, and it'll be interesting to see which mile marker she will end up on. But everybody loved
the frog.
The frog. And it was called Jumpy the Frog.
That's Natalie, age 15.
Yeah. And so Jumpy the Frog, so many people, even today, I'll go in their office and Jumpy's still there. They don't change. A lot of them don't change.
It's always June.
It's always June. And so just And the kids just get a big kick that they, what they do, their ideas are so appreciated. And to give them that kind of power, because they're in a hospital and they don't get to make a lot of decisions and they're on a schedule. And this is an opportunity for them to have choices.
Right.
They give them a lot of choices. They can do whatever they want.
And by being engaged in something that is demanding in a sense, I think it does probably help them. Maybe not, maybe it doesn't get rid of their pain, but maybe it gives them something else to think about.
It's distracting.
Yeah. You know, they, by being occupied more fully, they can put that aside, and their pain, they can sort of put that over to the side, and mm-hmm. it'll be there for them when they're done.
Yeah, like, well, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's a very interesting thing. Now, did you have like training in art therapy? Were you trained as a fine artist?
Yes.
What was your background?
Well, I actually am an art history major.
Oh, okay.
But that was only because my family thought I should be a teacher and not a studio artist. But after, you know, doing the art history thing and just, I decided fine art was really what I wanted to do. And for 10 years, I actually was a artist. I sold my work. I did art shows and mm-hmm. exhibitions and had lots of great parties here where I would invite other artists and we would have a day of art and mm-hmm. music. But when I started doing this, I realized for some reason it was very fulfilling and my art sort of got put to the side. It's still waiting for me and I will revisit it when I have time. But right now, this has been my calling. Right here. So it does come from a fine art perspective, what I bring to these kids. You know, sometimes I get annoyed when they say, "Oh, are we doing a craft today?" No, we're doing fine art. But what is fine art, you know?
Well, that's a good question. Where do you draw the distinction?
I draw the distinction in the materials mm-hmm. and then the thinking behind the art. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, the art supplies that we use are all non-toxic, but they are archival mm-hmm. because I realized that this is a lasting, permanent thing for many families. This art needs to last forever because their child is no longer here.
Right.
And out of that was what brought us being able to do exhibitions, because they saw the quality of art. When you use a professional quality watercolor paint and a professional quality watercolor paper, that stroke that kid makes is going to be saturated with color, and the paper is not going to become that's Milo. The paper is not going to become mushy because too much water got on it.
Right.
That's the difference of quality materials. It kind of makes it work the first time.
And so, does the hospital pay for all the materials, or do you have to do additional fundraising to help cover the cost of the program and consumables and things like that?
Well, this program is basically funded through grants and donations. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate that the last 2 years we actually were, I was in sort of the operation budget because we were creating art for the new building. Mm-hmm. So they had a budget for decorating the building.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I was very fortunate that for 2 years we were able to, you know, get great framing done and get some really cool supplies, you know. But the building's done. So now we're back to really pushing, getting donations and raising funds and writing grants. So mm-hmm. I do that. I work, luckily, the vice president of the foundation grant writing division is a real fan of what I do. And she is being a great mentor in helping me learn how to write better grants. Mm.
And well, yeah. And this event on the 17th, one of the things they're doing is they're having an auction, right?
Right.
So they have the mile markers, which, did they make a donation to get access to that work? I mean, just for the mile markers, did they fork over some cash for that?
Good idea. I like that.
I'm just wondering.
But you know what they're doing? They are paying, the marathon is paying for the ink to produce the mile marker mm-hmm, art. Mm-hmm. So that is their contribution. Mm-hmm. Now, we just hope that people will bid on the mile markers to make art. So I think.
But are they actually auctioning off the art the original art pieces?
No.
Just the mile markers.
Right.
Okay.
But on the 22nd of October, we have an art exhibition and sale at the hospital where we will be selling many of the original pieces of art.
Oh, that's great.
So that's a nice little. That was another reason why this was a perfect opportunity, because this is a great opportunity to advertise for our annual art exhibition, which right. happens in October during Arts Month.
And then tell me about that a little bit. How is it curated? How is the work presented? Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, it's brilliant. Well, this event, like I say, is happening on October 22nd, which is a Friday, and it's an all-day event. It's from 10 till 6 p.m. We have an artist reception from 2 to 6 p.m. where we will have, hopefully, the patients have been invited to come, mm-hmm. and we have many patients in the hospital, and hopefully they will be there. We have musicians coming, donating their time. We have a college service club, Sankofa from Long Beach City College, coming and donate their time, providing an art-making event. And then we have so many volunteers from the community to help me come in to sell the art, like Michael Stearns is a gallery owner in Long Beach. He's coming in to give a hand.
He knows how to sell art.
Yeah, he knows how to sell art. So, you know, I'm on the phone. I'm like, I need your help. I need your help. Help me, help me. And so we're going to pull it together, and it's going to be brilliant. We actually have funding from a company called Bear Givers, Inc. from New York City, who is paying for all of the framing. And that's going to make it possible for people to buy custom framed original art pieces by our patients at a reasonable price. Mm. Because framing, anytime, it's $100 no matter what, you know.
Yeah, it's just if you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky. And so this way you can buy the art and have that.
That's
and they're
wonderful.
They're paying to produce the 2011 calendar and our holiday cards.
Oh.
So that's a nice little, you know, to make that possible,
right.
And to make it even more special. And then we have, the hospital will be providing the catering, the space, and they've paid for all the art materials throughout the year to make the art. And as far as the curating goes, I usually work with several people in the hospital who are the art people, you know, the people, really cool people who love art. And so I invite them to be on our committee, and we all go through, I scan all the art when I get it, and then we do a PowerPoint presentation. We're like, okay, which ones are going to be in the show? Which ones are going to be in the calendar? Which ones are going to be in the holiday card? So it's a team effort to curate the art. And I work with a designer from a frame company to help me decide what's the best way to mat it and frame it all. So it's a group effort. It's a community effort. It's the hospital, all of us working together. We have a very strong, motivated team of people at our hospital who believe that doing art is a really great thing for the patients, for the family members, and for the caregivers and the staff and the community. We think this is all working, you know, for everybody. It's a good thing. It's really a very positive thing that's happening. And I just think that's perfect that we can be doing something really great and that makes a lot of people happy and helping them at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. There's a website for the hospital, which is MillerChildrensHospitalLB.org. But is there a website for the program?
Well, I have a program website, and it's www.artfulhealing.biz.
Biz, okay.
Yes. Com was taken, dot biz. But it's okay. I like art biz because artfulhealing.biz because, you know what, it really is, it takes a business to make this happen. In order to get donations, to get grants, it would be nice that I could be a nonprofit, but and that maybe will come one day. Mm-hmm. But right now, it is a business that's trying to just bring a really amazing product that can keep a program going.
And you're working with a foundation too, mm-hmm. which is a 501c3 and yeah. can receive grants.
Exactly,
like
that's
that.
What we do.
Right, which is great. I mean, it's yeah. a great sort of collaborative opportunity, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. And then you personally have your own personal website as well?
Yes.
And what's that?
It's DCLArtStudios.com.
Great, great.
Yeah.
And do you have any plans? I know you were saying that you've focused your attention on these efforts that we've discussed, but do you have any plans to do any new works yourself or to do any exhibitions of your work anytime soon?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm really excited about this opportunity. In January, I'm actually going to Cuba with on a humanitarian effort to help patients with HIV in Cuba. And while I'm there, I will be working with Cuban printmakers. So I'll spend a week working with these people, these artists, and I'm very excited, and I hope to spend at least a month when I come back in my studio, sort of taking all that inspiration and creating some prints, and then having an exhibition soon. And I hope to do my usual group show where I'll invite other printmakers and other artisans to come, and we'll do something together, and it'll be a collaborative exhibition either in the spring or October or something. I'm not sure what the date is, but yeah, that art will be shown.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's a really exciting opportunity. I happen to have some friends that collect Cuban art and know some of the people in Cuba who work as artists. And,
oh, great. Maybe I'll be seeing them.
Yeah. And it's a very exciting scene there. It's very dynamic and it's very interesting, the work that's being done in Cuba. It's I think you'll really get knocked out by it.
Yeah.
So, great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to find out about a little more in depth about all these wonderful things you're involved with. And I hope that people will go to the marathon and check out the mile markers, bid on them, and support the foundation, the Miller Foundation, and your efforts as well by going to the event on the 22nd, right?
Right.
And the Friday, the 22nd, from 10 to 6.
Yes.
At the hospital.
Yes.
And maybe buying some art there as well.
That's right.
So, great. Well, thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you, Sander.